A few weeks ago on Country Life, we ran a story about DairyNZ's new free entry-level training courses for people considering changing careers and getting into dairy farming. Well, DairyNZ says more than 300 people have made inquiries about the course and 93 have signed up. The first of the Farm Ready courses has been underway this week, just out of Hamilton. Ashley Innes was one of the students.
Well, I only finished school last year, so I've just been doing part-time work and filling in gaps until I find out what I actually want to do.
What made you apply?
My mum just saw the thing online and was like, you should try this. It's probably up your alley with being outdoors and not having to do a lot of book work.
So far, how's it going?
It's so great. Like, everything's, the tutors are amazing. They're teaching us, like, so well and going into detail with what we need to know.
Can you see yourself working on a farm?
Oh, definitely. I've applied for jobs already. And I've had an interview and I want to be on these farms. It's amazing. I love it. Like, I've never really had a goal for myself, but this is great.
What does your mum think?
She thinks it's amazing me being in the outdoors and doing something that I want to do.
I'm talking to Tana McIntyre. Tana, you've put your hand up and you want to work in dairying. What was it about this campaign that appealed?
Pretty much just to learn some new stuff and get onto a farm and get amongst it, eh?
What were you doing before?
I was doing house removal, but I was unemployed for 6 months, just doing nothing really. Yes, and I was looking to go on to farming to get a job so we could get a nice house, pretty much, because I'm sick of living. We're staying in a caravan at the moment, so I wanted to get a house. And then her mum pointed us in the direction of jumping on to this course.
So that's Caitlin McRae, your partner.
Yep.
Yeah. What were you doing, Caitlin?
I was working at a bakery a couple months before that, but then I had left that job. And then, yeah, I was doing the same as him, just sitting around doing nothing really. And then we'd seen on Facebook that there was a course for farming and we thought that we'll just give it a go. It was only 3 weeks, so it wouldn't hurt to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think so far?
Oh, it's been lovely. Like, we've learned so much and the tutors are actually so helpful. They make you feel good because they tell you as soon as you get here, no question is a stupid question.
Yeah.
Especially when you're working on a farm.
Can you imagine yourself, you know, having a career in dairying?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I reckon after seeing it all, I haven't worked on a farm before, but now seeing it all, I definitely reckon that this might actually be where I belong.
Yeah, I grew up on farms, so I've always been attracted to it. But when I was younger, I always wanted to go to the city. Got to the city and just wanted to go straight back, eh?
Where are you from?
I'm from all over the place, actually. I lived in Australia for 5 years. Mainly in the cities, so coming out into a rural area is pretty cool.
And what about you, Taylor? Where are you from?
Me, I'm originally from Whangarei, but moved to Tauranga when I was about 6 and just been there ever since.
And you'll be outside. Today it's not raining, but it's pretty cold. Is that okay with you?
No, it doesn't bother me. Better than working indoors.
The salaries aren't too bad either.
Oh, no. They're good. It's good money.
Pretty decent.
Plus, you don't have to pay rent when you're on a farm because you get a house supplied to you.
Yeah, and you're also getting, you'll get meat and stuff from them, milk, all of that. So you're getting some food.
It all saves you money.
The next thing is you're learning about stockmanship.
Yep, so we're learning the fly zones of the cows, which is where they're comfortable with people walking around them and observing them. So one thing that you need to do is you don't make full eye contact with the cow because it scares them away, and you just slowly approach them from the front, try not to get behind them because they can't see you.
Have you had anything to do with calves yet?
We did get to see a couple calves yesterday. Apparently two have been born yesterday as well, so we might be going to get them from the paddocks, which will be super exciting. I can't wait for that. But yeah, the calves are just so cute. They've got this little Jersey girl in there and she's just got the most gorgeous coat, most gorgeous eyes.
Watching them try and drink the milk out of their teats is hilarious as well because they just fight over a few teats and it's cute because they smother each other with their salivary, but it's got milk all through it. So there'll be strings of milky saliva all over them. It's pretty cute.
They're just so adorable.
This course finishes, what, in a couple of weeks' time?
Yeah, we got one more. Oh, so this is our second week, and then we got one more week after that, which is all to do with
machinery.
So we'd be driving all the vehicles and using all the machines on the farm. So when we jump on the farm, we know what to do.
And what do you hope will happen then?
Oh, I just hope that we'll ace it and we'll get a job. And
yeah, hopefully we just get onto a nice farm.
Yeah, I'm just hoping to get onto a good farm. I really want to just start working. Just get out here and get some experience.
Same here.
Thank you. Thanks, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Taylor McIntyre and Caitlin McRae ending that report. There are 7 students on the course, 6 of them are women. There are thought to be about 1,000 vacancies for workers on dairy farms.